Good morning, 8:16 a.m. on April 2nd, 2013. 8:16, yeah, it's cold. It's raw. It's acting like it wants to precipitate. I don't know if it's going to rain. Feels cold enough to snow, to be honest. But it's an ugly morning here. But I figured I would get out and get moving, get the blood pumped. Get the fingers frozen. Actually, what I've got them is frozen. And 17 and a quarter for the first mile. Not a great mile, but a mile. Gloves on, okay. So some corrections. For some reason, I have been saying that The Between is by C.J. Lyons, and it's not. C.J. Lyons is another author, but writes, I think something different. I think romance, actually. What I should have been saying all this time was Lisa Cohen, L.J., L.J. Cohen, and the book is The Between. I posted a link to it on Talking on My Morning Walk under books, under The Between. So there's a link to Amazon. You'll be able to find it there, and then you can also find it on her website. So yeah. Lisa J. Cohen, L.J. Cohen. Oh. So today's going to be, I had hoped today was going to be one of those okay, kick it in the ass days. And unfortunately, I've already been kneecapped. I was planning on coming out at 7. Got tied up with posts and social and some other things, so I got a bit delayed. And was enough for me to learn that my wife is going to be home today, sick. Which means very needy. Which means probably no writing, certainly no reading aloud. It's a possibility that I might get some audio work done. Stuff I've recorded already, but it's only a remote possibility. So that's a bit of a disappointment. But we'll do what we can do. We will punt on the rest. I need to go back into Siglopedia and do a lot of research today. Maybe that's what I'll do. Get Major League inspired. I'm still struggling with the INF City scenario. I'm still struggling with the what does a young Quith leader do? And how did Greedock, of all of the careers open, business, politics, military, how did he go to become a kingpin of crime? And I think I know the answer. Oh, I just came up with an answer. See, that's what these morning walks do. They give me the opportunity to focus thinking on some particular topic and pay attention to it. One of the thinkings that I've paid attention to this morning was TweetDeck. TweetDeck has decided it's no longer going to be a standalone app based on Adobe Air. It's going to be a web page plugin. I guess it's okay. I use Chrome, so it's a Chrome app for it. It works out just fine. Lots of ballyhoo about Amazon buying Goodreads still going around, and this is one of those things that just, it's like, really? This matters because why? Again? Amazon becoming gray ooze and taking over the world, killing all life where it goes. Yeah? Really? You sure? I don't know. Dave Goffrin had a good piece about it. It was a piece, another piece somewhere, I forget now where. Somebody done a really good job taking it apart. Oh, and speaking of pieces, oh God. I don't know if it's an April Fool's joke. It was played straight, but there was a piece on Salon dated last night about I'm a self-publishing failure. And the piece reads like a how not to succeed in business. I mean, everything that he did was wrong. And not surprisingly, he didn't sell very many books. He gave a few away, but he couldn't sell any. And why? Well, let's see. No editing. I didn't see the cover because he didn't tell us the title. I didn't bother to investigate any further to see if it might be under his name or something. Or if it was, in fact, a spoof piece where he didn't actually do anything. He just was holding up the mirror to what he perceived as being the self-publishing body. It was asinine. It really was. It was like, seriously? You do everything wrong and then wonder why you don't sell any self-published books. There's a lot of people who do everything right and still don't sell any books. That's a different problem. Yeah, I'm going to publish a book, throw it onto Amazon, and become rich and famous. And by the weekend, a book. A relatively short book, 111,000 words. A novel of no specific genre that we were able to tell. Perhaps literary fiction, given that his photo was supposed to be an homage to Truman Capote with the fedora and the Jonathan Franzen black glass, black plastic frames for his glasses. That's like, if you really had a clue, I could probably take this article more seriously. And if it weren't April 1st, I might actually pay some attention to it. But as it is, it's sort of like, haha, April Fool, dumbass. It's right up there with a lot of the other April Fool pranks. I'm quitting prank. It's like, no, you're not. I've heard some really good ones over the years. I should probably see what Brian Ibbett did this year. 1 year, because he publishes on a regular schedule, he doesn't always hit April 1st when he releases, but 1 year, he did a spoof on the roots of popular songs that were actually, everybody thought they were new, but they were actually covers from the 20s, 30s, the 40s. And so he cobbled together, and I don't know how he managed to do it, but he made songs that were those songs. Well, the one I remember was Toxic. And I think that one was in the style of Bessie Smith or something, or maybe it was Billie Holiday as a torch song or something, but that was brilliant. It was just brilliant. And I can't enough brilliant. Anyway. And it was not so brilliant here that I think it was Clark's World. And that one, I can't remember her name now. It'll come to me in the middle of the night and I'll wake up and say it. But she was overwhelmed with the amount of work and needed to spend more time with her family, and this would be her last Clark's World and blah blah blah. Of course it wasn't, it was April Fool's, Monkpole. So yeah, I mean it was April 1st, you can't take anything too seriously that day. Although there was an interesting story, I think, I don't know where it was from, maybe it was The Guardian. It was one of the UK places anyway. And they had 10 stories that sounded like they should have been April Fool's pranks, but were not. That was pretty interesting, because I knew most of the stories. My network is pretty good. Oh, hush. Hush, dog. My network is pretty good, so I get connected particularly well to the weird and the offbeat. That was an interesting story. I really didn't see any significant April Fool's pranks other than the Slashdot encrypted all of their front pages, all of their stories to Rot 13. They provided a decryptor, but it was like, really? Do I care enough to decrypt them to see? And the answer was, not really, no. Mm-mm. I just marked them as red and moved on. The Google Facebook, the Google YouTube, it's been a contest we are closing to pick a winner. That was cute. And then the nose index, the search for olfactory. That was kind of cute. That was imaginative. An interesting takeoff on Google Glasses, of Google Nose. So yeah, that was fun. I didn't pay a lot of attention to it yesterday. I was so tired yesterday. It was ridiculous. I was barely alive most of the day. It was quite difficult to focus. Something I wanted to talk about from yesterday that I can't remember now. What was it? Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know. I probably won't remember it. I had one of those very unrestful nights. I needed to sleep very badly. I actually went to sleep around 9 last night. I took my pills actually a little bit early and then hung around reading until 9. Gave it up. But awakened several times in the night with nightmares. The last one was, I don't remember what the first one was, but the last one was, I was lost in school. I was supposed to be in class. I was a student and I was late for school because I had forgotten something at the house and I had to go back for it. So when I got to school, I was late. And I was supposed to report to a particular room. And I couldn't find the room. I found every room but that one. I couldn't find the one that had the right number on the door. And so I was late. And then because I had missed class, they summoned me to the office. And I was lost in the school, wandering from corridor to corridor. Couldn't find the office. finally I woke up. It's like 4:30, quarter of five. But I was not going to go back to sleep. As tired as I was, and I felt really tired still, exhausted, like I had been running through the halls of the school all night. And I'm really quite tired again today, so perhaps having the wife stay home and prevent me from working is probably no big loss. Of course, it's whether I would work at all anyway. Got to get this story out. I've got to get Cypherea's call recorded. But there won't be any recording done today. I do have five chapters that need to be edited. Well, four chapters that need to be edited. The first one's been done. So I do have some audio work I could do. Should probably fire up the word processor on the stand-up desk, and that'll get me thinking. Oh, that's raw. That wind is just raw. I'm wearing my fleece hood today because I looked outside. It's how it looked. Well, it was almost 40 when I looked at the house thermometer. The reality was it was overcast and foggy and nasty looking. And so I put my fleece hood on. I'm glad I did. As it is, I should probably put my big hood up over it because the wind is blowing right through it. This is going to be a slow mile. Holy cow. I feel like I'm barely walking. Stumbling along. Robin in the verge of the park here, trying to hide. Flies a little bit in the same direction I'm walking, so then has to fly again and fly again. Finally smartened up and flew away. I'm supposed to eat 30 grams of protein within 30 minutes of waking up. I've been trying to find recipes that I could fix that were 30 grams, that had 30 grams of protein. Now, the 5 eggs. Can't eat 5 eggs. The cholesterol would probably kill me, and the fat would not help. But, a can of tuna fish scrambled with some eggs. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds just terrible. Now, it might not be bad. I mean, I like Nova, I like lox, I like salmon. I like salmon for breakfast, so fish for breakfast is not that strange. And tuna fish is pretty bland. I've had chicken. I've had chicken for breakfast. That's pretty good. There's a skillet at one of the breakfast houses here that has black beans and chicken and cheese and eggs and potatoes. It's pretty good. Ah, 18 and a half minutes per second mile. That's not too bad. It's not great, but it's not too bad. So, yeah, a whole can of black beans is 21 grams. So if I put in a can of black beans and a couple of eggs, that'll be 30 grams. That's a possibility. But for now, I'm at the back gate. Not a moment too soon because I'm hungry. It's cold. I want to go inside and get a cup of coffee and something to eat. And, oh, yeah, I didn't get my 30 grams this morning. Not only that, I don't have any more fresh bread, so I can't make toast this morning either. So, well, we're going to have something that has to do with beans and eggs and probably cheese. Oh well, sounds good. My mouth is watering at the thought. But tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.